May the words that I say be in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Words that Paul wrote to the Christians at Corinth. The events of Easter Day are simply mind-boggling. To help us take in what the death and resurrection of Jesus mean for us individually and for the world certainly needs more than one sermon and certainly more than one day. But one sermon you're going to get. But the church keeps an Easter season of 50 days through Ascension to Pentecost, the 50th day. In order to flesh out the Easter event and reflect upon its consequences. As Christians, we recognize that the whole story of Jesus is for our salvation, to bring us to God. It is for our health, our well-being, our wholeness, our holiness, our realization of all the potentialities that we have as human beings made from the dust of the earth. When Lent began on Ash Wednesday, we were reminded of our mortality as we received the imposition of ashes on our foreheads with the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." This dust of the earth, the Hebrew word is Adama, from which Adam gets his name. This dust of the earth, or the hydrogen atom, which we know scientifically to be the basic raw material and unit of the universe, these have the potentiality to be mineral, vegetable, and then animal, and then human animal. A talking, singing, dancing, music-making animal. But beyond that, the hydrogen atom, the dust of the earth, has the potentiality to become divine. We, who are the dust of the earth, have the breath of the Spirit of the risen Lord Jesus breathed into us, and thereby dust is refashioned into the image and likeness of the body of God. This one day of Easter is the feast of humankind's divinization, our becoming sons and daughters in the one Son of God who was made a human being as Jesus of Nazareth. The spirit of this particular man is to become our spirit, and it is his image and likeness that we are to take on. We are to become a new creation that the Father can see is very good. What then is this likeness? The risen Jesus is the bruised man, the man with wounds. He bears on his body the marks of execution and rejection. Crucifixion is not in the minds of the gospel writers a ghastly mistake, which God reversed in the resurrection. On the cross, Jesus was tempted with the words, "Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God." He did not succumb to that temptation on the third day. The resurrection confirms the crucifixion. And hence Easter faith glories in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. This Easter candle here, lit last night, has within it the studs which mark the glorious wounds. And that candle stands here throughout the Easter season as a symbol for us of the risen, wounded Jesus. St. Paul and the New Testament Christians in general actually boast that their Lord was crucified, executed as a criminal. The bruised and battered Jesus with the wounds is the Jesus of Easter and Ascension and Pentecost, the one who draws all things to himself. From the side of the finite, the highest point of creation, is this man with the ever-open wounds. From the side of the infinite, the ever-crucified Jesus is the translation and embodiment of the only God. Christians are saying that the only God there is bruised and wounded. He has an ever-broken heart. He loves and is hurt because he loves. Because on the cross, Jesus went on loving us and God. The resurrection can only be the endorsement and affirmation of what happened there, not its undoing. In celebrating Easter, then, we celebrate the joy that the cross has brought to the world, since nothing can now separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In celebrating Easter, we rejoice in the fact that Jesus still comes to disciples and breathes out on them his Holy Spirit to be our very own. His way of life, given the ultimate seal of approval by God, is now to be our way of life. And what is that way of life which Jesus brings? He emptied himself, St. Paul tells us when writing to the Philippians. In Jesus, God gave himself away in both senses. He revealed the secret of what kind of God he is, and he gave away all that he had to give us. This is Jesus' way. This is my body given for you. This is the mystery of faith, the revelation of God giving himself away. We who are Christ's people must also become self-emptying people, outgoing people, people who go all out for others. We are called to deepen our passion for the world for which Jesus had such a passion. When we say Christ is risen, we mean that he, the embodied person and not some ghost, has risen, and that the wounds of the crucified have some eternal significance for our human endeavor. So do not fear what the future will bring. The risen Christ is the healing, transforming Christ who comes to breathe life into the dry bones of our churches and communities. He comes to make all things new. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new.